בוא נעשה לחיים.
Let's raise the chaim. We've now finished a week, and throughout this time, we have undergone many states and prepared ourselves for the next state. And I hope that from tomorrow, we'll begin a new state, more intensive, more focused. And we'll make it so that all the bad, the good, the despair, everything there is, we'll finally more and more be directed towards correction and ours and the general correction. I wish you all well, and let's hope that everything that happens with the virus and everything that occurs in the world, how it goes perfectly aligned with our direction. We'll go with it. It'll go with us and with all of us. We'll gather together through these things, through us. So, l'chaim to everybody.
No. Ve'karagil.
As usual.
אין לנו יחד עם זה איזה שירים מוקלטים.
We don't have some kind of well, we have a really rich lineup here, also with sources, also with all kinds of different lechaims. We can start wherever. So I'll go ahead and read the first passage here, so we can have this kind of in the background, and we'll continue. So number one is from Rabash, make yourself a Rav and buy yourself a friend. After he already has bonded with a group of people who wish to achieve the degree of love of the Creator, and he wishes to take from them the strength to work in order to bestow, and be moved by their words about the necessity for obtaining the love of the Creator, he must regard each friend in the group as greater than himself. It was written in the book Matan Torah that one is not impressed by the society or takes their appreciation of something unless he regards the society as greater than himself. This is the reason why each one must feel that he is the smallest of them all. Since one who is great cannot receive from the one who is smaller than himself, much less be impressed by his words. Rather, it is only the smaller one who is impressed through appreciating the greater one.
הרבש אומר בקטע מספר 2 מתוך מאמר לעולם
רבש the second one should always sell the beams of his house. I was interested in establishing this society, so I would see that each and every one is engaging in love of others, so that through it, the little bit of force that I have in love of others would increase, and I would have the strength to engage in love of others more powerfully than I could by myself. I don't know if I have anything to add. Maybe questions regarding? Read it again. Rabash writes, and one should always sell the beams of his house. I was interested in establishing the society, so I would see that each and every one is engaging in love of others, so that through it, the little bit of force that I have in love of others would increase, and I would have the strength to engage in love of others more powerfully than I could by myself. Yeah, and more than that even. And from whatever strength he has only strength only to cancel it and connect to others. Not that our strength or our powers can receive something. No, only to cancel himself, to give up, connect to others. And then when he connects with others, then he is then worthy to receive the upper light. Because by himself, he becomes Malchut, this black point, and everything, all that he, the more that he connects to others, it becomes his first nine, and then he has a potsuf of his soul, the Shema. That's how a person actually builds his soul. Rabash really writes it so personal. I was interested in establishing the society so I would see that each and every one is engaging in love of others. It's like he worked with this group. Does this awaken him? Look, even if he had just one or another two students, that's already something. No. The next passage from Abash, what is the degree that one should achieve in order not to have to reincarnate? These are the people who exert in walking the path of truth and make the effort that they need to make. These people always receive help from above through the impregnation of the soul of the righteous. That is, that they receive the strength to rise up the upper degrees. It follows that everything that is given from above is as assistance, but not without any work and choice. And the persistence of the world is through these righteous who extend abundance from above. And by that, there is persistence to the world. I'll read it again. These are people who exert in walking on the path of truth, and they make the effort that they have to make. These people always receive help from above through the impregnation of the soul of the righteous. That is, they receive the strength to rise up the upper degrees. Follows that everything that is given from above is as assistance, but not without work and choice. And the persistence of the world is through these righteous who extend abundance from above, and by that there is persistence in the world. Yeah, there are those people that are drawn up, and then there are some that get it from below, and this is this great kli that we have. And this is how we keep this condition to be a passageway between the Creator and the creatures. In the meantime, we're just building ourselves. We need to invest strength forces in this in order to get, and also in order to receive the creatures. And by that, will really keep our purpose. So, I'm saying L'chaim and continue.
Friends,
we want to go ahead and actually hear other friends that we have all around the world. And the first friend that who can open his heart, and we're going to hear how great and how broad his heart is in Czechoslovakia. Vlad, please.
Good morning. Good morning, friends. Good morning, our dear teacher. So, friends, let me say L'chaim for our spiritual coin. I feel that each of us has spiritual coin. And we know that each coin has two sides. And on the first side, on the spiritual coin, I feel big gratitude. Big gratitude for path we receive, for our teacher we have, and for you, for our dear Kli, word Kli. And then second part of this spiritual coin, let's say, I feel that the part is responsibility. Responsibility, all what we receive to go and give to the world, to do dissemination, to spread wisdom of the Kabbalah. And I am very glad that I can live with you together, and each day has this two sides of this coin to receive all this gratitude and reward and some from it, but not for myself, but for to bring all these great things to the world. L'chaim, friends.
All right, so I'm sure that we're all yearning to hear another great friend. So we have another friend in Monterrey, Roberto. Is, we're definitely thinking about Roberto, and also Roberto's son is called Roberto. Roberto Escobado in Monterrey. He's really just a great addition to this huge family of Kabbalists, and we will be very happy to hear you, our dear brother, Roberto.
Okay, friends. I was asking my friend Polo, who is also, you know, this great friend that was in the at the Congress, that speak for me, because you need all the energy. And right now my head is not blowing with such a big love of everybody. But somebody call it high pressure, but I call it all the love that is in the air from the World Kli. So I will let my brother Polo to give this speech in our name. L'chaim, my dear and beloved brothers, and to my Ra.
Thank you, friends. Gracias, amigos. Pues es un honor ser un invitado de esta linda decena y
friends, it's such a privilege to be here and for this meal. really, it's a great thing that the friends are just doing something so simple and just raising it up by our intentions, by all the Kabbalists and Nebo. And who would be better suited than, what would be better than to raise this meal by a song by Roberto Jr. Friends, such a special pleasure to sing this song for you. It is dedicated to all of the Latin Kli.
No es compleja, no hay nadie a quien atribuir. Si todavía está oculto, elige a tus Javerim. Todo el esfuerzo por saber, más conexión para así ver. Tu amigo te apuntará a un lugar mejor. Elijamos el amor. La elección no es compleja. La decisión se encuentra en ti. Un entorno que lleve a la corrección, una nueva vida a descubrir. Todo el esfuerzo por saber, más conexión para así ver. Tu amigo te apuntará a un lugar mejor. Elijamos el amor.
¡Todos juntos!
La 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 la.
¡Vamos, amigos!
Todo el esfuerzo por saber, más conexión para así ver. Tu amigo te apuntará a un lugar mejor. Elijamos el amor.
לחיים, חברים אהובים, לחיים.
לחיים, dear friends. And our friend from the Danya group, you know, Wilhelm Zohr. And the Zohr says that if these people were Jews, then they would be. So, the Holy, please conclude this meal for us, and we'll go out into this to this stretch in adhesion. Wow, what a preparation you made for me. So everyone here is in such gratitude and excitement that no one in the world knows what's going on. Everyone is confused. We are day after day, night after night, getting these kinds of these treasures with our Rav. And every night we receive from the Rav where I'm just receiving it in such gratitude. And really what we're receiving, there's not enough hours in the day to return back on the lesson throughout the day, because we feel there's so much there that we want to go back on it more and more and more. And we don't know what's going on. We're in a special weird time. it's amazing. And all that remains for us is to hold on to one another. We came together here finally after a long time of not seeing each other, one another for a long time. We all came really just really very tight and precise scrutiny for why we came here. And now it's clear to us why we came here. So thank you all, friends. We love you. Thank you to the Creator, to Rav L'Chaim Pavrin.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.